Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Schools around the Upper Hunter are looking towards a brighter learning environment as they make the switch to LED lights in classrooms. Muswellbrook High, Singleton High, Martins Creek, Patterson and Barrington Public Schools are involved in the New South Wales Government's Lighting Upgrade Program, which creates environmentally friendly classrooms but also improves the quality of their facilities. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell says improved lighting has a positive impact on a student's education, and this new initiative will give them the improved amenities they deserve.
We're constantly upgrading our schools and providing better and better facilities. We know that education has had a tough year with the schools from working from home, and now we need to make sure that they have the best possible place to learn and study.
Plans to redevelop the Brook Street precinct in Muswellbrook will mean the closure of a small orthodontic surgery who's serviced the local community for a near three decades. Orthodontic specialist Dr. Russell Kift is saying farewell after 28 years because of the demolition and reconstruction plans, which will interfere with the location of his practice. Since being alerted to the project, Dr. Kift and his team have searched for a suitable alternative space, but they have been unsuccessful. Dr. Kiff says he will continue to offer his specialist orthodontic services from his surgeries in Maitland and Cessnock. All patients with existing appointments from now until March next year are being recommended to keep and attend these times. And there are thousands of active cases of COVID-19 present within the Hunter New England regions as daily infections once again hit the 600s threshold. Hunter New England Health revealed there are 5,723 active cases in the district, which is 0.62% of the combined population. 11 of these active cases are being cared for in hospital and one remains in ICU. It follows as Hunter New England Health announced 623 new cases in the past 24 hours, which is 197 less than yesterday's figures. The Upper Hunter recorded 7 new cases overnight, and it included 5 in Singleton and 2 in Muswellbrook's local government areas. There were no new cases identified in the Upper Hunter Shire. Meanwhile, New South Wales continues to climb in their daily infections, with the state diagnosing 3,763 locally acquired infections.